Pound it real soft. Make corn meal and water.
Right. We used to call it the mush. They used to call it mush.
Or kush.
Kush. That's a delicacy of, not more in Grand Isle, it's further up in Louisiana, like in Lafayette and St. Martin, all that. They eat a lot of couscous.
Okay. Y'all call it mush?
We call it mush. It was sweet. It put sugar in it. And it was kind of a dessert for us.
Uh-huh.
Cream of wheat, something like that, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Cornmeal on the fire? Or would they ever cook it with, eat it with fish? Maybe make it little balls with onions or...
I've never seen that cooked.
Hush puppies?
I've heard of hush puppies, you know, now I hear about. But I've never eaten hush puppies myself. I mean, I'm talking about those days.
Yeah.
I've never eaten them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hush puppies was a little further south, Mississippi, I don't know.
Yeah. Would you ever put cracklings in your cornmeal or anything like that?
Cracklings over here. Cracklings with rice. Mix it with the rice. Yeah. Or with anything else you eat, you just get your little handful.
Okay.
A little handful of crackers and throw them in because crackers are delicious.
Okay, now you might make up a batter of these and make them in the morning. They were, batter and fry, or cook them in a pan.
What you call hot cakes, we call them, they crepe in France, you know, crepe. That's different today than it was in those days. That you eat.
Would they be made out of wheat flour or?
The regular flour.
Okay, did you ever make them out of cornmeal? Never made flitters or anything like that?
I never was. On cornmeal.
Okay.
And they used to make a cake out of cornmeal, I remember, in a pan, you know.
Yeah, a pone?
It was kind of a cake like, and you cut it in slices, and it was made out of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I never did care for cornmeal, I don't know why, I just never.
What would you make bread rise with? You used
yeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Indian head on that red can, I remember that as far back as I can remember.
Uh-huh.
Calumet. That's right, it was. Calumet.
Okay.
And they'll Indian head on the head, the red can, got a spoonful of yeast, and you know, if one of us would try that, you'd probably start rising up to the roof and put the right amount. You know, you put a little dab or something in there, Mom, you measure that. You know, a little handful of little things over that. You shell in the yolk.
Okay, didn't you have two parts in the
egg? The white of the egg, they refer to the white of the egg, and then, the yellow of the egg, you know, that's how they say it.
Uh-huh.
The white and the yellow of the egg.
Okay. Did you ever let them crack and fall out of their shells in the water? That would be called, what kind of eggs were they? Just let them cook in hot water?
We never ate them like that. It's always fried.
Never had poached?
Poached eggs?
Yeah.
I read about, you know, I've seen poached eggs, but I couldn't go that raw eggs.
Yeah. When you were cooking greens, you might put a little piece of the ham, a piece of the, part of the hog in there, and that would be what?
Yeah, we call it like smothered beans with ham or with pickled pork or whatever you want, salt meat, whatever you want to put in it, you know.
Uh-huh. Would that be mostly lean or?
Not too much fat. You try to stay away from the fat a little bit because then it would get too greasy, you know.
Yeah.
So you cut it in little cubes most of the time and smother them, string beans with that. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, you call that a...
Hey, you call that a slab of a hog, right? You know? A slab of the meat.
Okay, you know what a middling was?
No.
The kind of meat that you would buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs. Did y'all ever have that?
Bacon meat?
Yeah.
Make their own head. They cut it the way they want.
Okay.
And cure it.
The edge that you'd have to kind of edge, you'd have to get off the bacon before you...
The fat?
Yeah. Was there kind of a tough kind of an edge?
Yeah, that usually, you know, after 3 or 4 days, it would get kind of mildewed, you know, and you had to cut that off, some, you know.
Yeah. The meat that you buy sliced up, or what you buy to slice yourself in to eat with your egg, that was a, what would you might go out and buy a big...
Big slab of bacon, that's what they used to, that's how they referred. Go buy me a slab of bacon.
Uh-huh.
You made a piece about that long, you know, the thickness of it, and you cut it yourself the size you wanted. Everything was... When you buy something over there, you buy a slab of it or a hunk of it. You know that they were, give me a hunk of meat or give me a shoulder. But all this friends.